Believer's Walk of Faith is paid for by Bill Winston Ministries partners and viewers.
Faith is something that takes us above this natural world. And once you get into faith, your destiny cannot be denied. Natural faith is based on senses. It's based on you seeing something and being convinced because your senses have been convinced that this thing is so. For you to operate in faith, you must leave your senses behind. You'll see faith doesn't work in an atmosphere of bitterness, atmosphere of unforgiveness. I hate so-and-so. No, it doesn't work in that environment. We need to come together again and talk about faith. What faith is, it's powerful, folks. There's nothing that can withstand faith. God has given you faith. Now, it's up to you to develop your faith. And faith takes focus. You stay right on the promise. And you got to trust God to take care of everything else. And when you digest the word every day, something happens to your spiritual man. And just like your natural food digests through your body, that spiritual food comes up. Once you swallow it, the body starts taking over. Your spirit produces faith, and it'll move mountains for you. Once you get born again, God gives you the measure of faith. That's found over in Romans in chapter 12, in verse 3. For I say through the grace given unto me to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly as according to God has dealt to every man the measure of faith. Now, that faith that we're talking about, that he's referring to, is the God kind of faith. Now, the Bible says that all men have not faith, meaning that they don't have the God kind of faith. They have faith, they have natural faith. Natural faith is based on senses. It's based on you seeing something and being convinced because your senses have been convinced that this thing is so, or this chair will hold you up, or whatever have you. That's natural faith. But the faith that I'm talking about is a faith that comes from the Word of God. And for the most part, it does not agree with your senses. Sense knowledge makes no faith. You can reason things, you can reason out and so forth. That doesn't make faith. And faith knowledge makes no sense. That when I start talking to you about faith and living by faith, it doesn't make sense. Because our minds, for the most part, had been trained by a system that is based on the satisfaction of our reasoning, which has input from the five physical senses and is satisfied that this thing is so. That's what it is. But faith is different. Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 1. He said, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So, not perceived by the senses. What's your evidence? It's faith. Look at that same script in the Amplified. He says, now faith is the assurance, the confirmation, a title deed of the things we hope for, being the proof of the things we do not see, and the conviction of their reality. Faith perceiving as real fact what is not revealed to the senses. For you to operate in faith, you must leave your senses behind. Folks, that is more than a notion. Say that right now. That's why the average person stops right there. Because you're going to have to believe something you have no natural proof for. Watch this. To the point that you're willing to give it all for what you believe. See, misplaced faith is trying to have faith in something else a little bit other than God. But faith demands that God not only be your source, but your only source. It demands it. And God is invisible. The Bible says it over here. It says over in John chapter 6. God is a spirit. He is a spirit. And whether you know it or not, fear is a spirit. That's why you can't deal with fear naturally. You can't deal with the spirit naturally. You know, remember when I was a little boy, we used to go to visit my cousin down in Donaldsonville, Georgia. And he lived in a house, and down that road down there, when I was a little boy, it was dirt. It turned into dirt down there. And there was a tree in the middle of the road. Everybody down the road had to either go around one side or around the other. And that tree, there was a reputation that if you ever go down there at night, and put your arms around that tree, you couldn't get them out. And the tree would suck you right into that tree. And do you know nobody would go down there and put their arm around that tree? So it's amazing how people believe ignorant stuff. But when you tell them that God will do something for you, they have problems with that. No. So, fear cannot be dealt with naturally. And that's what he said over here. He talked about over in Deuteronomy, put it up there, chapter 7, in verse 1. It was about Moses was directing the people to take him into the promised land. He says this, "When the Lord thy God shall bring you into the land where you go and possess it, and has cast out many nations from before you, the Hittites, the Girgashites, the Amorites, the Canaanites, the Perizzites, the Canaanites, the Perizzites, the Hivites, the Jebusites, seven nations greater and what? Mightier than you are." These are spirits. These are strong men. And I'm saying that these things can't be dealt with naturally. That's why he said they're stronger than you are. But they're not stronger than God. And nobody in here, in the sound of my voice, if you're born again, you're not without God. For greater is he, come on, that is in me than he that is in the world. In his spirit out there, I can cast him out. Those Hittites. See? If you can't cast him out, go to somebody else. Let them cast him out. You can't deal with it naturally. And the person is not, the spirit is not, didn't come when a person gets frightened. That's when the spirit manifested. Spirit was there all the time, waiting for the opportunity. So when the person starts to go into the promised land, the spirit rises up. Oh, you're going to get hurt. Oh, you're going to fail. Oh, they're going to laugh at you. Oh, you don't look good. Oh, you don't, whatever. And the fear makes them back off. Now, that's their promise out there, and it's on the other side of their fear. Now, what does it take to get through it? Faith. Say amen to this. Amen. And God has given you faith. Now, it's up to you to develop your faith. It's faith that does the work. Faith is the servant of the believer. Glory to God. Say amen to this. Let's look over at Luke chapter 17, please. And over in Luke chapter 17, it's kind of interesting here because he's talking about faith. Now, every believer has faith. What kind of faith? The God kind of faith. I want you to know that because we're not talking about human faith, because human faith can't do but so much for you. The God kind of faith can remove a mountain in your life. Any impossible situation, the God kind of faith can take care of it. The more developed you are in fear, the faster the fear will manifest whatever. The more developed you are in faith, the faster the faith will manifest. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. Fear is the substance of things not hoped for. It's not what you want to come. See? And it'll manifest. It'll bring a substance with it. So what we got to do is we got to get out of fear. Every time Jesus shows up, he says, fear not. Every time the angel shows up, he says, fear not. Why? Because fear can't receive from God. Fear won't let you receive the promises. You can tell when fear is there because you're trying to get, when you start getting close to your promises, boy, I tell you, fear is the first thing that'll try to rise up. And what do you have to do then? Cast it down and walk by what? Faith. Got to walk by faith. How does faith come? By hearing the word of God. So you need to feed your faith. Feed it every morning, feed it every night. Faith got to eat, feed faith, let faith, come on. Because faith is a living thing. It's a servant, it's a power, it's the anointing of God. Faith will get what you want. Amen. So we need faith refreshers. We need to come together again and talk about faith and what faith is, how faith works, and so forth like that. It's powerful, folks. There's nothing that can withstand faith. Whenever you start hearing the word of faith, it's like, don't believe God for this, but attacks come, try to come. I'm not saying they have to come, but the enemy tries to attack it. Why does he try to attack it? Because faith is the only thing that can take what he's got. It's the only thing that can take you into what God promised you. Amen. Folks, the intellect of Egypt was not enough for them to avoid the famine. Didn't do it. Intellect won't do it. Thank God for intellect, but it won't take you there. And not 1 ounce of faith comes out of your head. It's called coming out of your heart. And it's time for us to use some faith. Time for us to let faith work. Put him to work, praise God. Say amen to that. Now, I want to show you a couple of examples out of here because, you know, people are always talking about, you know, what happens is we listen to the world. And if you think like the world, you come down to the level of the world. We're saying all of that. But faith has a voice. And a lot of times people talk about, you know, what they can't have, what they can't do, so forth and so on. But I want to go a couple of examples here. As soon as I read my opening, I'll get back to it in a minute. But I want to go a couple of examples and show you some things that maybe you thought were impossible, but they're not impossible. They're only impossible because you weren't using any faith. But now those days are over. And you're going to use faith like a doctor uses a scalpel, or like a bricklayer uses a trial. Say amen to that. Amen. All right, let's look at this. This is Luke, in Luke chapter 17, look what it says in verse 5. And the apostle said to him, to the Lord, increase our faith. I have people come up sometime, they ask me, Pastor, lay hands on me so I can have some faith. I said, well, hold it, let me lay hands on myself first, praise the Lord, give me some more faith. No. That's not the way faith is increased. Do you increase your muscles by sitting home and eating some apple pie? Say, well, praise God, I believe I've received some more muscles. Now, you got to get down to that gymnasium, and you got to work out. Faith increases with your use. It increases by you planting seed. Look what it says in verse 6. And the Lord said, if you had faith as a grain of mustard seed, you might say. The Greek says you would say. To the sycamine tree, be thou plucked up by the root, be thou planted in the sea, and what will happen? It should obey you. Now, the Greek says it would obey you. What is he talking about? He's talking about this scar kind of faith. He's talking about the principle of how you use this. And you take faith first as a seed. The seed is the word of God. So I'm going to take the seed and first say it. Now, once I say it, I sow it. What did I sow it? I sow it in the soil of my heart. What is my heart designed to do? Bring forth whatever it's sown into it. Now, what does it take? It takes development. It takes time. It takes patience for that to come forth. But it will bring forth, independent of what's going on around me. It doesn't make any difference what's going on around me. So faith will do that. Look what he says here in verse 7. Well, which of you, having a servant plowing or feeding cattle, will say unto him, by and by, when he has come in from the field, go and sit down to meat? And will not rather say unto him, make ready, and wherewith I may sup, and gird thyself, and serve me, underline serve me, till I have eaten and drunken, and afterwards you shall eat and drink. Faith is something that takes us above this natural world. Something that takes us above this natural world. And once you get into faith, your destiny cannot be denied. Oh, that came from the Holy Ghost. And faith is the only fight you'll have with the devil. It's the only fight for the believer. Is you fight the good fight of what?
Faith.
Now, why? Because God is not holding back your promises. The enemy, those giants that we saw, are on your land. And you've got to get them off. Say amen to that.
Amen.
All right, so let's go back over. So we're saying that faith now is a servant, as a servant. So faith does the work for you. I have a tennis racket and I play tennis and I hit the ball. Now, I got it. The instructor tells me sometimes, hey, Bill, let the racket do the work. Hey, you're working yourself too hard. Let the racket do the work. Well, I'm telling you, let your faith do the work. Because that same faith that you have is the same faith that God used to create what is here right now. So you know that's some power in that faith. So let your faith do the work. Now, how do we release our faith? How do we get faith to work for us? Faith comes by what?
Hearing.
Romans chapter 10, verse 17. And hearing by what? The word of God. So now I've got to take my faith and get my faith working for me. I got to release my faith. And down here in Luke chapter 17 is a good example of releasing your faith. Look what he says here in verse 11. And it came to pass, as he went to Jerusalem, and he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee, and as he entered into a certain village, there met him 10 men that were lepers, which stood afar off. And they lifted up their voices and said, Master, have mercy on me. Now we're going to get there because faith has a voice. Whenever you are whining and complaining, you are not in faith. God doesn't hear it. So that won't get God's attention. Matter of fact, in the wilderness, it caused them to not go into Canaan. So that attitude of complaining or criticizing all the time, or whining, and so forth, is an attitude that opens the door for the devil. So you want to get out of whining and complaining and always talking about your problems. Say amen to that.
Amen.
Talking defeat and talking failure and all that, keep that out of your mouth. It will attract trouble. Glory to God. All right. Faith is a spirit, and people can feel it. They can feel, Pastor, I come to that service, I feel so good when I left. What you felt was a spirit of faith. Okay. But when you come and you hear something, well, I'm trying to make heaven my home. I'm just climbing up the rough side of the mountain. I sure hope I do. I'm leaning on, trying to make, you know, please don't pass me by. By the time you hear all of that, man, you're saying, man. See, that's a lot of that is religion. And I'm not making fun now, but religion tries to reject your God-like identification. That's what it tries to do. It tries to reject righteousness. And that is not the way you do this. I want to talk to you about that righteousness in just a minute, but let's look at that. Let me just finish this, because a lot of times we struggle in trying to get faith, but it's not faith we need. We need the right image. And faith will come just as easy. Look what it says here. And they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. And when he saw them, he said to them, go and show yourselves to the priest. And it came to pass that as they went, they were what? Cleansed, all right? Now one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back, and with a loud voice, what did he do? He glorified God. He fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks, and he was a Samaritan. And Jesus answered and said, were there not 10 cleansed, but where are there not? Boy, that's deep right there. Were there not 10 cleansed? Now, how did Jesus know that all of them got cleansed? Say amen.
Amen.
How do you think he knew that? By faith. He knew he released his faith. You got what I'm saying? And I'm saying, if I pray for you, I got to believe that what I'm doing, I'm releasing my faith. That say amen to that.
Amen.
Remember that time I was down in Tulsa and we were having a service. And what happened is I was going to seminary, but I was going to the north side also ministering. And when I was having a service, people there, and one guy came and he needed deliverance. So you're kind of out of his mind. And so I prayed for him and so forth. I prayed for him, you know, and then prayed and commanded devils to come out of him and so forth, and he kind of went on the floor and did some things. And so I said, okay. But I knew that what I released did the job. I spoke it. And what I did is I went on home. He went home, and he was staying, I guess, with his girlfriend or something. And what happened was, she said he got up at midnight, opened the window, howled out the window like a dog, fell back on the floor, and stayed there for half an hour, and got up the next morning, and got himself a job for the first time in 2 years or something like that. Went out and got a job. Now, I had to believe that what I said was a done deal. Come on now, come on. And I'm showing you how this works because I can't go by my senses. See, if I ever go by my senses, I'm going to be limited to my senses. Folks, God doesn't have to be anywhere to be everywhere. And he, Lord have mercy. The centurion said to the master, to Jesus, he said, my servant is sick and so forth. Jesus said, well, I'll come and heal him. He said, no, you don't need to come to the house. Lord have mercy. Man, I'm looking for that kind of faith. You don't need to come to the house. Speak the word, come on, only. And my servant, who is 20 miles away, shall be healed. That's what the man said. And what did Jesus do? Ha! He said, no greater faith have I seen among church folk. I'm putting that in there now. This was a centurion. This wasn't the man that was in church, but he understood authority. He understood that this faith that Jesus was operating in, because he was under authority, he had authority over this land. And so he could just speak and some things would happen. Say amen to that.
Amen.
Miles away. So he said, no greater faith has he said, have I seen among Israel. Now my point to you is that the faith that we have, God builds that faith. And you might start off with somebody having to pray for you. But then somewhere you need to turn the corner. And you now being able, come on, to pray for somebody else. And not only that, pretty soon you'll be like Moses. First time he's supposed to strike the rock, but the next time he's supposed to what? Speak to the rock. And you're supposed to do more and more and be able to have more and more happen with your faith, because your faith is supposed to grow exceedingly And some places you may not even be there, but you could pray for the people that are there and watch the power of God happen. Well, I trust that you are blessed by this powerful teaching. It's from our Faith Refresher 2012. Now, today's teaching is part of an exciting three-disc series, and here's a point I'd like to remember. In Romans chapter 12 and verse 3, once you get born again, God gives you the measure of faith. Now, this is not natural faith. This is the God kind of faith. Now, this kind of faith can empower you to overcome impossible situations in your life. This is a kind of faith God gives every believer so that you can do exploits in your lifetime. The announcer is going to give you some important information on how you can order this powerful teaching on the Faith Refresher 2012, and I'll be right back. Faith is something that takes us above this natural world. And once you get into faith, your destiny cannot be denied. Natural faith is based on senses. It's based on you seeing something and being convinced because your senses have been convinced that this thing is so. For you to operate in faith, you must leave your senses behind. You'll see faith doesn't work in an atmosphere of bitterness, atmosphere of unforgiveness. I hate so-and-so. No, it doesn't work in that environment. We need to come together again and talk about faith. What faith is, it's powerful, folks. There's nothing that can withstand faith. God has given you faith. Now, it's up to you to develop your faith. And faith takes focus. You stay right on the promise. And you got to trust God to take care of everything else. And when you digest the word every day, something happens to your spiritual man. And just like your natural food digests through your body, that spiritual food comes. Once you swallow it, the body starts taking over. Your spirit produces faith, and it'll move mountains for you.
Increase your faith and experience victory in life with Dr. Bill Winston's Faith Refresher 2012. To order your copy of Faith Refresher 2012, contact us online at billwinston.org. By phone at 1-800-711-9327. You can also write to us at Bill Winston Ministries, P.O. Box 947, Oak Park, Illinois, 60303.
Now, when you start getting close to your promise, in other words, manifesting what God has promised you, fear is one of the first things that'll try to rise up and keep you from your promised land. Now, the Bible says that God has not given us a spirit of fear, but a power of love and of sound mind. But notice, fear is a spirit. That means it cannot be dealt with naturally. You need to get faith in the Word of God to deal with that fear. Praise God. And once you get faith, you can overcome any obstacle. Glory to God. Well, until next time, this is Bill Winston saying we love you and keep walking by faith.